Good morning. Today's daf in Erev and Pei Tes. We have a little bit to finish in terms of the eighth parak of our Masechta, and then we begin this morning the ninth parak. Towards the end of the eighth parak, so we had the pleasure of speaking about a cesspool, and you want to run off water out of your house, and you want to pour it into the chatzar, or you want to pour it into some sort of piping. So the so that was our discussion yesterday on Pei Ches. And we get to finish the discussion. Effectively, what we learned yesterday is that if I have a chatzar that's dal by dal amos, so obviously not a terribly large chatzar, but it's large enough. And so what I can do under those circumstances is I can pour the water just into the chatzar. The Gemara gave multiple svaras of why that should be, but that's the halacha. The dal by dal, you can pour your water in there. And good. And if there's some runoff, then that's fine. It's there was a Rashi yesterday that describes it as a Davar Sheino Miskaven. Anyway, so that's if it's dal by dal. And what if it's less than dal by dal? So if it's less than dal by dal, so then you need a cesspool. You need some sort of ditch within your property in order to be able to pour the water out. If you don't have a cesspool, so then what's going to happen is that there is going to be a runoff. And then what you're doing is that you're basically transferring, not directly, but indirectly, you're transferring from your chatzar into Rishus HaRabim. We're assuming the area directly outside is Rishus HaRabim. Okay. And much discussion in terms of the svaras, the revolving svaras that surround that. But that was yesterday's discussion, Tana. And now we're going to pick it up where we left off yesterday. So we are on Peches Amud Beis, and we are just a few short lines after the lines are wide. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tana, we are starting now with a discussion. And that is perhaps a distinction to be made between a cesspool in the summer or a cesspool in the winter. So, Bamedvar Mamurim. So, the Brisa starts off with, when do I need it? When do I need a cesspool? That's Rashi's understanding of the Bamedvar Mamurim. So, that's Biyamosa Chama. That's only during the summer months. Remember, in Eretz Yisrael, summer months, there's no rain, no precipitation, and so therefore there's no water on the floor. Now, in the Braitha, it says that during the wintertime is a rainy season, where there's already a significant amount of water on the floor, so there, you don't need a cesspool. So that means to say that even if your chatzar is a smaller chatzar, so you can pour your water out into the chatzar, and there's going to be a little bit of runoff, but during the wintertime, it's not a problem. And so what we obviously have to do is articulate what's the difference between summer and winter, aside from the fact that there's rain during one and not during the other. But good, that's true. But what's the svar in terms of why the halacha should be different? So my time, so the Gemara asked exactly that question. Why should that be? Am Rav Adam Rotsi Shivlu Mayim Bim Kaman. So Rav gives a svar, and that is that a person wants the water to absorb in its place. Rashi explains what exactly does that mean. Rashi says, "Lo ichba le delefku." So Rashi describes it as it really doesn't make a difference to him. In the wintertime, the chatzar is already a muddy mess, and so now so you're going to pour water over there, and the water runs out. The water doesn't run out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really make a difference to him. It's right. It sounds like it's a davar sheino miskaven. It sounds the way Rashi is saying it. Now Rashi's not saying exactly this way, but it sounds like lo ichpale, lo nichale. Like, in other words, it really doesn't make a difference to him. So as a result of that, during the winter, it would be it'd be fine. In the summertime, however, where your chatzar is nice and dry, and now what's going to happen is that if you pour water, it's going to get muddy. So you specifically there want the water to go out, and that's the difference between the two. So amalei abaye v'arei shofchen da adam rosa shivlu v'ketani lo yishpoch. So Abai says to Rava, wait 1 second. What about shofchen? What about pouring water out? Where there, you want the water to get absorbed, and meanwhile, it says, lo yishpoch, you're not allowed to do it. Amar lei hasam lamai nechush la. So he says, look, over there, what exactly is going to be your concern? Look, in the wintertime, what are you worried about? Ruining your chatzer? Your chatzer is already ruined. It's already muddy. And then what are you going to do? You're going to say, well, somebody observes you and sees you pouring water into your chatzar. Now it happens to be the winter and it's already muddy, but what's going to end up happening is that the water is then going to go out into the Rishus HaRabim. And someone may look at you and learn from you and say, well, look, if he's pouring out into the Rishus HaRabim, I could do the same thing as well. So to that, stam tzinoros makachim heim, look, pipes are running, and pipes are running the water out. Meaning, even if you didn't pour the water, water would be running out. So in other words, you're really, so there are two arguments basically which we are which we're rejecting. One is that aren't we worried about you not wanting to ruin your yard, and therefore you're gonna pour the water directly out? The Gemara says no, we're not worried about that because your yard's already ruined. And number two is that what about Marzain, other people seeing you? So other people seeing you are not going to arrive at any incorrect conclusion. Because when other people see you, what they're going to see is that water's running out of your yard. But in the wintertime, water's always running out of your yard. So the Gemara says, so under those circumstances, really nothing to be concerned with. I'm Rav Nachman, B'yamosek Shamim. So once again, we are back to the trying to understand the difference between summertime versus wintertime. In the summertime, you need a cesspool. In the wintertime, you don't need a cesspool. So why should that be? So Rava says, because basically it's lo ichpale. In the wintertime, it doesn't matter. Rav Nachman's going to give a slightly different svara. B'yamosek shamim uka machzik sasayim, nosan lo sasayim. Machzik sa, nosan lo sa. So Rav Nachman says, look, in the wintertime, in the rainy season, so if your cesspool holds a base sasayim, so you can put a base sasayim in, and even though he says base sasayim, what he really means is that, good, you have the minimum dimensions of a cesspool, now you can put in whatever waters you want. If it only is able to hold the saw, so then you put in the saw. But be a mosachama, but in the winter, in the summertime when it's dry, machzik sasayim nosal mosasayim. So if your cesspool holds two saw, so then you can put in two saw, meaning you have now a legitimate cesspool. But saw ain't nosal local liquor. But if it only holds one saw, you can't pour anything in. So to which the Gemara asked, be a mosachami nami machzik saw nesav le saw. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. In the wintertime, so as large as your cesspool is, so that's the amount of water that you can put in there. But in the summertime, if it's less than two sa'ah, so you can't put anything in, why not just allow the person to put in the amount of water commensurate to the size of a cesspool? So the Gemara says, Gzera dema asali tein la sasayim. The Gemara says, no, because what's going to happen is that in the summertime, if it's less than a base sasayim, and you try to put a cap on it, and you tell them, oh, no, don't put in two saw. So what's going to happen is he's going to put in two saw. And again, the gzera over here, well understood based on what we said yesterday, typical usage of water for an individual on Shabbos is two saw. So if his cesspool does not hold two saw and you're trying to cap him, it's going to be a very difficult cap because that's not what he typically uses, two saw. So to which the Gemara says, Yahachi, b'yamosek shamim nami legzer. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we explain very well that in the summertime there's a gzera. Is there not a gzera in the wintertime as well? So hasamay nechushlad, the Gemara says, nah, in the wintertime. Again, there's no concern in the wintertime. And here we get to review. E mishum kilko hamakalka v'kaime. What are you worried about? That he's going to be scared about ruining his chatzar, and therefore he's going to pour the water outside of his chatzar? He's not going to be scared about ruining his chatzar because his chatzar is already ruined, it's already muddy, and so therefore we're not worried about him diverting the water directly to the outside. And what about the Marzayan? People are going to see water running out of your pipes and running out of your chatzar, and people are going to think, oh, you're allowed to do that? No, the Gemara says, no, that's not going to happen as well. Stam tzinoros mekalchenhein. During the winter, your pipes are always going to be running. They're always going to be overflow that's coming out of your pipes. And so just because water's coming out of your pipes, no one's going to think that you were specifically doing that on Shabbos. Amar Abaye Hilkach Afilu Kurayim. So Abaye says, now that we said that, so there really is now no cap in terms of how much water you can dump out. You can dump out a kor, you can dump out a kurayim, right? Significantly more than two sa'a. In other words, once we've rejected all the concerns, so then it's an unlimited amount of water that you can pour out to your chatzar in the wintertime. Okay, so last 10 minutes, basically we went over the distinctions that the Braisa made regarding a cesspool in the wintertime and a cesspool in the summertime. The cesspool is necessary, according to the Braisa, only in the summertime, not in the wintertime. And what we did is we made a differentiation in terms of why it should be that there's a difference between summertime and wintertime. And now we are discussing the last line of the Mishnah, and with this we're going to finish the perek, and that is, I have two balconies facing one another. And there's a chatzer in between these two balconies, and members of each of the balconies want to go ahead and pour their water out. And so they are allowed to do so. So there are over a chatzer, and the chatzer is really small. And one of the one of the members of one of the balconies, I should say clearer, right? The members of one of the balcony, so they made a cesspool for themselves. The members of the other balcony did not make a cesspool. And so the Mishnah says, so now we're limited. Only those people who made, only that group that made the cesspool, they can be shofech, they can pour out the water. But the group that did not make the cesspool cannot pour out the water. That's what the Mishnah taught us. And the Gemara now wants clarification and understanding. Amar Rava, afilu irvu. So Rava starts off by suggesting that even if these two members of the two balconies, even if they made an eruv, to which the Gemara says, what? Amar Abaye, my taima. I just didn't understand this as Abaye. Ilemim mishum nefishe demaya. So what's the issue over here? Now that there's going to be a lot more water. V'atanya achas luka v'achas ligistera brecha v'reva. Alfa pishinis mala mayim erev Shabbos shofchen osocha mayim b'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, I don't understand. Once you have a cesspool that meets the legal requirements of two sa'a, and by the way, says the Braisa, it doesn't even have to be a cesspool. It could be a brecha, a gistera, brecha, areva, all different types of receptacles. Interesting over here, Rashi over here describes the areva as a sfina katana, a small boat. Okay, your small boat sitting in your chatzer, whatever. Okay, that's Rashi over here. Anyway, but if I have, once I have a receptacle that holds the requisite two sa'a, so then, as we just learned in the Gemara previously, so then there is no cap. There's no limit to how much water you can go out. Yes, there's going to be overflow, but so what? Meaning the cesspool is a legitimate cesspool. And so even if there's overflow, it doesn't bother us. And even if the overflow water goes out of the chatzer, so again, we go back to what we said yesterday. It's a davar shenei miskaven. You're not intent on transferring from a rishus yachid to rishus rabin. Good. So the Gemara says, so I don't understand. So if they made an eruv together, that makes it worse? It shouldn't make it worse. So the Gemara says, okay, ela id ma'achi itmar. So the Gemara says, fine. All right, so let's change our understanding. And that is, Amarava, as we are now to the top of Pei Tes Amud Aleph, lo shanu ela shelo irvu. Oh, okay, good. So now what Rav is saying is that is the halacha of the Mishnah, where I have the two balconies facing one another, one of the balconies may accessible, the other didn't, and we're now limiting that the only people that can drain and can pour the water out are only those people who made the cesspool. That's talking specifically about a case where they didn't make an eruv. Aval irvu, but if they made an eruv, mutarin. So then under those circumstances, so now would be permissible. V'chil lo irvu, my time alo. So the Gemara says, good. So now we're in the other direction. And that is that if they made an eruv, so now everyone's allowed to use the chatzer as basically their drain for their waste. And there's a cesspool, and it's a legitimate cesspool. And so there's no cap and there's no limitation. Now, if the two balconies did not make an eruv, so now we are not going to allow both, but only the group, only the balcony that made the cesspool, them and only them. So Gemara says, fine, even there, I still don't fully understand. V'chilo irva my taima. So my time alone. Even if no eruv is made, let's consider. Okay, fine. So no eruv is made, but what you're doing over here is you're just simply dropping or depositing your water into the chatzer. And let's assume that we're talking about where there's a mechitza teluya, there's a suspended wall, so there's no problem of transferring from one rishus to another rishus. So under those circumstances, if the two balconies didn't make an eruv, so what? So I'm Rav Ashi, Gzeradil Ma'asi La'afuke, Mimane Debatem Le'hasam. Rashi's gear says slightly different than the way we have in our Gemara. You take a look at the top Rashi, right? Hachi Garcina, Dilma Asi La'afuke, Maya Bemane Debatem La'acha. So the Gemara says, look, for the balcony that didn't make their own cesspool. So that means to say that the cesspool is not directly below their balcony. And what may end up happening is that, look, as far as they're concerned, they're shooting for the cesspool, but the cesspool is not directly below them. And so what they're going to end up doing is they're going to take the water that they want to get rid of. They're going to put it in a kli or was already in a kli, and then they're going to just simply walk the kli outside from the house into the chatzah. But if they didn't make an eruv, so then that's an issur d'rabbanan. So as a result of that, so what the Chachamim said is that if our two balconies did not make an eruv one with the other, and only one of the balconies made a cesspool, so then we're prohibiting the other balcony for fear they're going to end up carrying. Okay, right. It sounds like a gzerah. Also, you're gonna violate the halachas of Eruvin and Eruvin Chatzeros. Okay, the Gemara does not question in terms of whether or not this is a double gzerah or it's not a double gzerah. Hadron halach ketz mishatvin. That is the end of the eighth parak of Maseches Eruvin. Our last two sugars that we just finished up with. One, the cesspool requirement, maybe a distinction to be made between summertime and wintertime, and why a distinction to be made. And number two is going to be the Mishnah's last ruling about the two balconies facing one another, where only one of the balcony members made a cesspool, the other didn't. Can the other balcony enjoy and make usage of the cesspool, yes or no? And the Gemara says a distinction to be made, whether they made an Eruv or whether they didn't make an Eruv, and why that distinction should be true. Okay, Adkan. Takes us to the end of the 8th parak, and now we have this chus starting the 9th parak of Eruvin, and here called Galgos. And here we're going to be talking about the ability to carry from rooftop to rooftop. Now, this is going to be a familiar topic because already going all the way back to Masechah Shabbos, when we did in the 19th parak, and we were talking about Rebbe Lazar de Mila. So we had many discussions regarding the fact that you forgot the knife and you have to bring the knife over here. And how are you going to do it? So you remember the Shita Rabbi Shimon, which we mentioned over there in the 19th parak. And truth is, here in Eruvin, we mentioned Shita's Rabbi Shimon also numerous times. Rabbi Shimon says, you're allowed to transfer from a chatzar to a gag to a karfaf. Any of these quasi-residential enclosures. So Rabbi Shimon says, I look at them as if they're all the same. They're all the same. They're all the same status. And so therefore, there is no inhibition to be able to carry from a chaser to a gag and from a gag to a karfa. That was Shitas Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara kept quoting Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Where's Rabbi Shimon? So here he is, right in the beginning of the 9th parak of Eruvin. First Mishnah here is Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's not alone. Rabbi Shimon is going to be accompanied by other Tanaim, Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim. There are going to be on this topic of carrying from semi-residential Rishuyos to other semi-residential Rishuyos. So it's going to be three opinions in total. And so with that, we begin the mission. We begin the 9th parak of Eruvin, called Gagos, Ha'ir. When talking about rooftops of the city, Rishus Achas. So it is one Rishus of Avad, Sholehe Gag Gavo Yud Onamuch Yud Divrei Rabbi Meir. Lefi Shitas Rabbi Meir, I can carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. Okay, and that means to say is as follows, right? If you want to visualize, so we'll go to a apartment complexes, and the rooftops are flat. Okay, in New York, it's you can envision this, but and basically you go to the top of one rooftop, and from there now you're just going to jump to the other rooftop, and according to Rabbi Meir. Not only can you jump the two, but there's no gap between them. And not only can you walk from one to the other, but you can also carry from one to the other, even without the benefit of an Eruv. Okay. And now what Rabbi Meir is saying is that as far as Gagos are concerned, as far as rooftops are concerned, they're all going to have singular status. Now, what Rabbi Meir is not saying, let's just be clear, is that he's not saying that we don't acknowledge, we don't respect the ownership of the rooftop. Obviously. If I have a house and my house goes all the way up and the roof goes all the way up, so I own the house, I own the roof as well. And my neighbor who owns his house also owns his roof. So what Rabbi Meir is not saying is that we're dismissing ownership on the top. But what we're saying is as follows, and Rashi makes this point really clear, and that is in terms of residential usage, if it is not used as typical residential usage, Rabbi Meir is saying is that vis-a-vis the halachas of Eruvin, we're going to look at them as a singular entity. Let's take a look together at the top Rashi here on the Amud. Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achas. Ve'af Al Pi Shidiyurin Chalukin Lamata L'Shnei B'nei Adam. Even though, obviously, once you're below the roof, meaning once you're actually in the house itself, obviously they're separated. Obviously there are different residences. Nevertheless, Ha'gagos She'ein Tashmishan Tadir. But when it comes to the rooftop, where their usage is not as frequent. People go up to the rooftop, but not all the time. And that does not have regular residential usage. Ein bahem chiluk rishus v'kelim sheshavtu begagzeh mutarim lahotzim lezeh. So they don't have now distinction and divisibility. And so therefore, one can carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. Now, what you can't do is you can't carry from the home to the rooftop and then from one rooftop to another rooftop. It only works for kelim that started off on the rooftop itself. So then what you're allowed to do is carry from one rooftop to the other rooftop. The only provision that's made by Shitas Reb Meir that we saw in the Mishnah is that once one rooftop is higher than the other by 10 tefachim, so that now they are individualized. Now they're separated and divided. And the language of the Mishnah is a little bit strange, right? One is higher than 10 or one is lower than 10. The Mishnah does not mean it has to be 20 in total. The Mishnah just simply means that if it's ascent of 10 tefachim or a descent to go from one rooftop to another, so now they're going to be divided and they're not going to be a singular entity. That's going to make the division. That is Shitas Reb Meir. We're going to understand that better as we do the Gemara. But anyway, that's number one. That's Shitas Reb Meir. V'chachamim omrim, kol echad v'echad rishus b'fnei atzma. Now, the Chachamim say, look, simply put, rishus b'fnei atzma, they are all individualized. And you cannot carry from one chatzir to another chatzir. You cannot carry from one chatzir to another chatzir. You can't carry, sorry, let me stay in the Mishnah over here. I got slightly distracted. You can't carry from one gog to another gog. Lefi shitas chachamim. And Rabbi Shimon Omen, and the third shita, which is shitas Rabbi Shimon, which is the one that we were exposed to the most, both in Masechta Shabbos, also here in Hilchos Erevin as well. Rabbi Shimon Omen, echa gogos ve'echa chatziros ve'echa karfifos. Shitas Rabbi Shimon, which is the most makel shita, Rashi says it. It's pretty self-evident. And that is that I can carry from gog to chatzir. I can carry from chatzir to karfaf. Meaning as long as something has semi-residential usages, so then they're going to all have a singular status amongst all of them. Rashi writes over here, Ein tashmisham miyuchad vitadir. So Rashi Dibra Maschel Rabbi Shimon, right in the middle of that Rashi, that as far as their usage is concerned, so it's not as specific, it's not as common. Rishus achas heinu metaltim mizel azeh, ve'afil mechatzir shal rabim mechatzir rabim below eruv. V'leisei the Rabbi Shimon eruv ve'chatziros ela mishum heter kli habayis. Now according to Rabbi Shimon, why are we ever making an eruv? But Rashi says the answer is very simple. The usage of an eruv according to Rabbi Shimon is to allow to carry from the home into the chatzir. But to carry from one chatzir to another chatzir, I don't need an eruv. To carry from a chatzir to a gog, I also don't need an eruv. Meaning, so there is only one reason why I have an eruv according to Rabbi Shimon, and that's to carry from home to chatzir or from the chatzir into the house. Okay. In our Mishnah over here, in the beginning of the ninth perek, three shitos. Shita number one, Rabbi Meir, I can carry from gog to gog, which means that according to Rabbi Meir, I can't carry from gog to chatzir. I can't carry from Karfaf to Chatzir. I can only carry from Gog to Gog. Now, seemingly, according to Rav Meir, you would be able to carry from one Chatzir to another Chatzir. Meaning, as long as it's like types. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say that, and I'm not particularly clear if that, in fact, is correct. But seemingly, that would be acceptable, according to Rav Meir. But once it has a different designation, once it's a Gog and a Chatzir, so I can't carry from the Gog to the Chatzir. That's Shitas Rav Meir. Shitas Chachamim is that no, that not only are the houses going to be divided, rooftops are divided as well. And so therefore you cannot carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. That's Shitas Chachamim. And finally, Shitas Rabbi Shimon, the most makel position, which is that as long as they are not the houses, any other enclosures that are not houses, so therefore they're going to all have singular status. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can carry from Chatzir to Gog, from Gog to Karfaf, as long as the kli that you're carrying started off in the Chatzir. If it was taken out from the home on Shabbos into the Chatzir, so then you're not allowed to transfer from one Chatzir to another Chatzir. Okay. Yosef Abai, we start with the Gemara. Yosef Abai Barabin, Rabbi Chanina Barabin, V'Yosef Abai Gabayu, V'Yosef V'Kamre. So here you have the Amoraim learned together with Abaye. And they say, Bishlam Rabban Asar V'Kishem, Shediyurim Chalukim Lamatakach, Diyurim Chalukim Lamala. So I understand very well the shita of the Chachamim, meaning that the rooftops are divided because look, you have walls. The walls are separating the interior of the homes and the walls are also separating the rooftops as well. And that doesn't mean that the walls are continuously ascending from the rooftop and above. Obviously they're not. The walls end with the rooftop. But what we're saying over here is that basically we understand how the walls are continuously going up. The principle of good asik. And much like the walls are dividing the interior, the walls are also dividing the rooftops as well. So the Gemara says that I understand. But Ella Rabbi Meir, my Kasavar, but the Shita Rabbi Meir, that's the one that we are struggling with. These Amoraim say to Abaye. So if the walls are dividing both the interior of the homes and the rooftops as well, like we explained the sheet of the Chachamim, so then obviously it's not Rishus Achas. And if you want to tell me that the wall, the interior walls are not continuously ascending and not creating division, so then here's the struggle I have with Shitas Rav Meir. These Amoraim say to Abaye, and that is go back to the Mishnah and let's read what we saw together in the Mishnah. If I have a height differential from one rooftop to another rooftop of anything greater than 10 tefachim, oh, now you can't carry from one god to another. Why? Oh, because there's a wall right there. Oh, so you see that walls do divide and do separate from one god to another god. So once we have this acknowledgement that walls are going to be dividing from one god to another god, so shouldn't we just say the same thing about the interior walls, which also keep ascending upwards, and shouldn't that create a differentiation between one god and another god? This is what they all asked to Abaye. They simply didn't understand. So Amalu Abaye. So Abaye's response is Lo Shmiya Luchu Hada Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So perhaps what you did not remember is that which was taught to us by Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Omer Hayari Bimer Komakub Shata Mosei Shtei Rishuyos. So he says, look, the truth of the matter is that the walls are not dividing. Meaning, what Abaye built into Abaye's answer is that as far as Rav Meir is concerned, the interior walls are not going to influence and affect that which is happening up on the rooftops. And they're not going to be dividing the rooftops. So as far as that's concerned, so there's no issue, there's no concern. So then what if there's a height differential between rooftops? Why is Rav Meir sensitive to that? That's based on a different halacha altogether. And Abaye explains. And he says, look, kol makom she'ata motzei shtei rishuyos. Let's say I have two rishuyos, mehen rishus achas. And they're one rishus. What's going on over here? Kigon. Amud rishus yachid gavo asar v'rechav dalad. Also lekatef alav. So, if I have any kind of pillar in a rishus yachid, and that pillar in of itself is 10 tefachim high, dal tefachim in area, meaning 4 by 4 in area, asar lekatef alav. So what you cannot do is that you cannot rest packages on that item. Even though, let's wrap our heads around this, even though you're situated currently in a Rishus Yachid, but nevertheless, to put it on top of a pillar, so what the Chachamim did is they banned that kind of activity. And the obvious question is why? Why would they ban that activity? Meaning all we have is one Rishus Yachid within another Rishus Yachid, and it's not separate owners, so what's the issue over here? Gzeri Mishum Telber Rishus Arabim. So the reason why is because once we get comfortable with this idea that I'm walking in a enclosed area, but it's not perfectly private, Chatzer, there are many people who have rights to the Chatzer. So once I get comfortable with this idea that I'm walking within a Chatzer, and now there's a pillar over there that has the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah, and I put things down over there to rest on top of that pillar, once I get comfortable with that idea, the Chachamim are worried that we are all creatures of habits. Next time I walk out of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, I'm getting a little bit tired, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to be resting an item on the pillar that's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, thereby transferring from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. Now, the truth of the matter is, as I explained it, it's not a perfect setup. It's not a perfect Gzera. Or at least, let me say it like this. My understanding of the Gzera is not perfect. You're not carrying an item in Rishus Rabim. In a Chatzir, you're carrying an item, and you want to be Makate if you want to rest it, and you want to adjust it. But when you're in Rishus Rabim on Shabbos, you're not carrying an item. So in that regard, I understand that the Chatzir and the Rishus Rabim are not clearly identical one to the other. But still, the idea is that once we have in our head that it's okay to rest an item on the pillar in the Chatzir, even though that is fine, but then when I'm in the Rishus Rabim, so again, as creatures of habits, we're going to take an item and rest it on the pillar in the Rishus Rabim. Okay. So Hachanamik Zerim Mishum Tal Berishus Rabim. So over here, as far as the rooftops is concerned, Rav Meir, within Shitas Rav Meir, this is all Abaye's explanation. So that's the issue. The issue is not we're dividing the gagos. The gagos are not divided. Again, the gagos on the tops of the houses, so according to Rav Meir, they have limited usage, and therefore, as far as the status is concerned, It's a single status when you go from one rooftop to the other. It just happens to be that once there's a height differential of 10 tefachim from one rishus, from one gog to another gog, so then the issue is this gezera that we're discussing right over here, the gezera of adjusting an item on a pillar. So now, for that very same reason, Rav Meir says that we're afraid that once you're on the rooftops and get comfortable with the idea of resting an item on a rooftop that's higher than you by 10 tefachim, so this gezera now that you're going to then walk through Rosh Hashanah Rambim and you're going to make that kind of transfer as well. So Savra Minei Afilu Machteshes VeAfilu Gigis. Now in this gezera that we just were introduced to, that if I have a pillar in my chatzir, I'm not allowed to put an item on that pillar. So the Gemara wants to know how far does this gezera go? What if it's a machteshes? What if it's a gigis? Right, machtesh is some sort of mortar, gig is some sort of barrel. Meaning, let's say it's a really big item, but a movable item. So is the gzera going to apply over there as well? Meaning the pillar could be something which is affixed to the ground. But over here, if we're talking about something where you're going to pick up and move it anyway, like the gigas and like the machteshes, although on Shabbos, to be fair, the machteshes is a kli shemalach to l'isser. So you're really not going to move that. The gigas, on the other hand, is not a klisha machtelisa, not necessarily, and it's just a barrel. So anyway, but the point is that these are kalim. Does the gzera include even a kli when the kli meets the dimensions of 10 tefachim high and an area of 4x4? So amr lehu abaye, hachi amr marlo amr remer ela amud ve'amas harechayim, hoel ve'adam koveh lehem makam. So Abaye says no. This gzera that we're being introduced to is only to something which you're koveh makom. It's fixed in the ground. Doesn't mean that it's secured in the ground. Doesn't mean that it's actually fastened into the ground. It just simply means that we're koveh makom, that once we put that in there, we have no plans on moving it. Masha Enkein is something which is movable, and we have plans on moving it, so that does not that doesn't fall under the gzera. Okay, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just curious. The case of the machteshes, so on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it. So maybe what the Gemara means is that in general we don't plan on moving it, because for Shabbos and the Machteshes, it's unless it's Tzarech Mekomo, it's Tzarech Gufo, so you're not moving that anywhere. Anyway, the Gemara says okay. V'arei kosel shebein beis chateros de kavua. So the Gemara says okay. Now let's consider. Let's say you have a wall that's between two chateros. And v'amr Rav Yehuda kishetim selamer ledivre meir gagan v'shus la'atzman chateros v'shus la'atzman karfifos v'shus la'atzman. So my lab d'shar letaltel derech kosel. So now we have the following observation by Rav Yehuda, and that is that lefi shitas Rav Meir, so the chateros v'shus la'atzman, the karfifos v'shus la'atzman, and the gagos v'shus la'atzman. By the way, right, what I said back in the Mishnah, it's unbelievable, even after I prepared for the daf today. Fantastic. But what I said was correct in the Mishnah, but I was right. But the Gemara over here says it clearly, that Lefi Shitas Rav Meir, right, the Gagos are all one single entity, and the Chatzeres are all one single entity, and the Karfifas are all one single entity. And you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Good. So you're allowed to carry from one chatzir to another chatzir. So my lab de shar l'tatule derech kosel. So the Gemara says now, if I'm allowed to carry from one chatzir to another, even that neirav, this is all the fishitas Rav Meir. So what are you doing? You're scaling the wall and you're going over the wall. That's fine. But aren't we now afraid? Shouldn't we be afraid based on the gzir that we just learned together, that any item that's going to be 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, for an area 4x4, so now we have learned together that there's a gzera that I'm not allowed to rest an item on that area, because if once we get comfortable with that, so then we're worried about Amud Birishus Arabim. Good. So once we're there, so how would Reb Meir allow you to carry from one chatzir to another chatzir? There's a wall in between, and the wall's 10 tefachim high by definition. Now the wall is 4x4. Now that's an interesting point, by the way, because that doesn't have to be. The wall doesn't have to be an area of 4x4. For a wall to divide two chatzeros, so there is no halacha regarding the width of the wall. And Tosus makes this observation. The truth of the matter is that what the Gemara could have just answered and said is that the wall is less than an area 4x4. Okay, but let's assume for our purposes right now, in our case, the wall is 4x4. And so if this gezera is correct, why aren't we worried about you resting the item on the top of the wall? That's the Gemara's question. But the Gemara sidesteps the question. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes,
Lo lahachnus lahotzi, lo lahachnus lahotzi derech psachim. No, over here, there's a doorway between one chatzer and another chatzer, right? Remember, what does the doorway accomplish between chatzeros? It gives them the option of making a joint Erev, but they don't have to make a joint Erev. And so over here, what Rameir is saying is that if I had two Eruvim that were contiguous one to another, and there was a wall, and there was a doorway, so what you're allowed to do, according to Rameir, is carry from one chatzer to another. Not over the wall, because of the gzera of Amud Berusha Sarabim, but basically through a doorway that allows access from one chatzer to the other chatzer. Okay, very simple. Okay, so where do we stand right now? We have now better understanding of Shitas Rav Meir. Rav Meir in the Mishnah says that I can carry from one gog to another gog. The gogios are considered Rishus Achas Bifnei Atzman. We also learned together that Rav Meir is not limited to just the gogos. It's also true by the chatzeres. It's also true by the karfifas as well. That is Shitas Rabbi Meir. And then what we needed to understand, which the Talmidim of Abaye wanted to understand, is then if that's true, so then just because you're on the rooftop and now there's a height differential of 10 tefachim between one rooftop and another rooftop, so then you can't carry from one to the other. And the Gemara's question is, why not? Meaning if rooftops all have one singular status according to Rav Meir, why can't I do it? And so what Abaye explained is that is based on a separate gzera altogether. That's the gzera of Amud Berushos Harabim. The gzera of Amud Berushos Harabim is that when I have something that has the base dimensions of a Rishus Yachid within a Rishus Yachid, so then I can't transfer an item from the Chatzir to the Amud, because once I get comfortable with that, I'm going to do the same thing in a Rishus Rabim itself. That's the Gzera of Amud Rishus Rabim. And it's for that reason, and it's only for that reason, that Rameir in the Mishnah says that once the rooftops have a differential, so then you cannot transfer from one rooftop to another rooftop. Okay, Adkan. In the Mishnah, so we had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara now is about to analyze the Shita, the Chachamim, which is the most machmer Shita amongst the three positions. Who does the halacha fall like? Right? The Gemara is never going to address that question or answer that question. So it's and obviously it's an important question. So take a look at the first Tosos in our Perek. The Tosos called Gagos, Gzerim Mishim Tal Bereshus Rabim. The Alpha Gav Dekamelanka Reb Meir Bigzera Sav Yafilu Ba Malkum Rabim Kedamrinan Beperek Alpha P. So generally speaking, we have a rule that when Rebbe Meir has a Gzera, so we follow the Gzera of Rebbe Meir. That part's true, says Tosfos. However, and he quotes the Gemara in Ksuvos, having to do with Halach and Ksuvah, which we're going to skip right now. Anyway, Hacha, skipping a couple lines in Tosfos, Hacha Omeri, the Ein Halachik Rebbe Meir, the Paskin Lakaman Halachik Rebbe Shimon, Damer Kulam Rishus Achasein. So the Ri says, based on the Gemara that we're going to be seeing in a couple days from now, where there the Gemara is going to trend in the direction of Rabbi Shimon, the Ri says that the halacha falls like Rabbi Shimon, in that we're going to take the most makel position that you can carry from Chatzar to Gag to Karfaf, and they're all considered Rishos Achas. That's Shitas HaTosos here in the beginning of our Perek. We are towards the bottom of Pei Tesamet Aleph, here in the beginning of the ninth Perek of Erevin, and we are going to discuss now the Shita of the Chachamim. V'chachamim marmim kol echad v'echad v'shus b'ifnei atzmo itmar. The Gemara now has the following discussion, which is Rav Amar eima taltan bo ela b'dala amos. Within the Shita of the Chachamim, look, here's what we know according to the Chachamim. I cannot transfer from one gog to another gog. That's clear. Within the Chachamim. Within the Shita of the Chachamim, can I carry within a gog? In other words, in the one rooftop of one home, can I carry within that entire area? Now, I should have asked this question before we started the Gemara. Okay, what would we all think? So consider the following: on one hand, it's a Rishus Yachid. On the other hand, there are no walls, right? The only walls that we have are the walls of the building itself, but the walls of those buildings are below you. And as far as walls that are perceivable, well, they're the two sides of the building, but basically assuming that this building is flanked on both sides, the only other walls are the interior walls of the building, which halachically do go up, but you don't see them. They're not perceived. So are you allowed to carry within the outline of the entire rishus of the rooftop? Good? Rav Amar, now we go to the Gemara Yitmar, Rav Amar, Imetaltan Bala B'dal Amos. And Rav says, no, you're not allowed to carry on top of the rooftop. Ushmul Amar Mutal Taltan B'Kulo. B'mechitzos anikaris, I'm sorry, b'kulo. And Shmuel says that you're allowed to carry within the entire area of the one rooftop, of one residence. Now the Gemara goes in and modifies this machlokis of Rav and Shmuel. B'mechitzos anikaris to kulam lo pligei. Look, if there are actual walls surrounding the rooftop, so then of course you're allowed to carry within the area of the rooftop. Okay, it's enclosed. Ki pligei b'mechitzos sheino nikaros. The debate between Rav and Shmuel is as follows, is that as I'm standing on the rooftop, there are simply no walls around me. Meaning there are walls below me, but there are no walls around me. And now we get to the sugya of mechitza she'eno nikaros. So if the walls are not perceptible, they may be there halachically, but they're not perceptible. So under those circumstances, how does the halacha regard these walls? Rav amrei mitaltan bo ala bedala amos, lo amr gud asik mechitzasa. So Rav's of the position that you are not allowed to carry within the top of that rooftop because we do not say good asik. We do not say that the walls that are below you continuously ascend and go up. And so therefore you are not surrounded by walls and you're not within an enclosure. And Shmuel is of the position that the walls do in fact go up. Okay, now this is a really difficult machlokus to understand between Rav and Shmuel in the following sense. The principle of good asig mechitzasa, that walls go up, that's halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, right? We've already established that in our Masechta, in the Gemara in Sukkah, in the beginning of the Masechta over there, it's established that the principle of good asig is a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. So Shmuel's position over here is very well understood. In other words, even though you do not perceive the walls around you, but there are walls all around you. The walls of the building, both the side of the building and even the interior wall separating one residence from another residence, so they continuously ascend. And this is the principle of good asik. So Shmuel's position that we're relying on good asik, and that's why you're allowed to carry within one gag, so that makes a lot of sense. But Rav Shita, that you're not allowed to carry in that area because he doesn't subscribe to good asik, how can he not subscribe to good asik? That's halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. The Gemara does not articulate this question. The Gemara does not present this as a difficulty, but obviously it is a difficulty. What you could say within the Shita of Rav is that he's not rejecting the principle of good asik. He can't reject the principle of good asik. But what you could say is that because there are no perceptible walls around you, so maybe as a din derabanan, so the chachamim banned carrying even within one gag. It is a nice way to present it, although, to be fair, that's not a simple reading of the Gemara. You go back, reread the Gemara that we just read. It's really not a simple reading of the Gemara, but maybe Rav could be understood in those in that frame, along those lines. Anyway, we continue in the Gemara. Tanan. The Gemara now is going to try to prove which of these positions seems to read better in the Mishnayos and in the Braisa. So we start with our Mishnah, Chachamim Amrim Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Rishus La'atzmo, as we turn to the Amud Beis. Each one of the Gagos are Rishus La'atzmo. Excuse me. A simple reading of the Mishnah is going to go in line with, obviously, Shita Shmuel. The simple reading of the Mishnah tells us that we're going to treat each rooftop as an individual domain, which presumably means that you're allowed to carry within each of the rooftops. The Gemara makes exactly that point. Bisham l'shmol nicha, el rav kasha. But for Rav, that's very difficult because Rav says that you're not allowed to carry with even within the rooftops, even within individual rooftops. So Amri be Rav mishmei de Rav shelo yitaltal beiz amos begagzeh u beiz amos begagzeh. So what we could suggest in defense of Rav is the following. In Bei Rav, in the yeshiva of Rav, this is what they said, is that no, you're not allowed to carry within the rooftop. I, the Mishnah, here's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means that in addition to not carrying within the rooftop itself, let's say I want to go ahead and transfer now from one rooftop to another. And I'm not going to go more than four amos. Meaning, I'll carry two amos within one rooftop, and I'll carry just under two amos into the other rooftop. Even that you're not allowed to do. Meaning, the understanding of the Mishnah, according to Rav, is that you're not allowed to carry within the rooftop, and even going from one rooftop to another rooftop, less than four amos, that you're not allowed to do as well. That would be, says the Gemara, an understanding of Rav, defense of Rav. V'hamar Rav Elazar ki avina bebavel, hava amrina be Rav mishmei de Rav amru ematatnam bo ela bedal amos. So the Gemara says, yeah, but when Rav Elazar says, well, look, when I was in Bavel, so in the yeshiva of Rav, this is what they would say in the name of Rav. And that is that one is not allowed to carry dal amos v'hani de beishmol
tenu ein lahem ela gagan. And in the yeshiva of Shmuel, when they went over the halacha of Rav, so they said ein lahem ela gagan. They only have their rooftop. So my ein lahem ela gagan. So in the yeshiva of Shmuel, when they were saying over the halacha of Rav, they said ein lahem ela gagan. So they only have the rooftop. How did you understand that? Presumably what it means is that at least they get their rooftop. That's how you're supposed to understand that. So Lav Dishar L'Tatula B'Kulei. Now, isn't the simple understanding of the way the yeshiva guy said it over in the yeshiva of Shmuel, when they were saying over the halach of Rav, of Ein Lahem Ela Gagan, meaning that at least they're allowed to carry within their own rooftop? So the Gemara says, look, look, do you remember how we read the Mishnah and how we had to defend Rav's position and how to understand the Mishnah? We'll do the same thing also in this way that they taught over in the yeshiva of Shmuel. And that is that no, Ein Lahem Ela Gagan, meaning that in addition to not being able to carry within the Gag itself, you're also not allowed to carry from one Gag to another, even if you're going to be carrying less than 4 amos. Okay, so to which now the Gemara basically a defense of Rav, not once but twice. I'm Rav Yosef, Lo Shmi Eliyash Maita. Rav Yosef says, I don't remember this whole sugya. And now here Masechta Erevin. Okay, and I regret not having had a account as to the number of times that Rav Yosef said it in our Masechta, but he has said it multiple times. This idea that he got sick, he forgot his learning, and often he had to be reminded from his students of what he himself taught. And Rav Yosef says that here's a sugya, I just don't remember it. Amalei Abaye, Ata Mart Nihalan, Vaha Mart Nihalan. Now his Talmud Abaye was the one who constantly reminded Rav Yosef what he learned from Rav Yosef and what was taught directly from Rav Yosef to him, and now he's teaching Rav Yosef that what was taught to him from Rav Yosef himself. Okay. So and that is Gagadol Samach Lekatan, Hagadol Mutav HaKatan Aser. So let's consider now the following braisa. Gagadol, I have a large rooftop that spills into a smaller rooftop. So obviously now there is going to be a recess between the large rooftop to the small rooftop. And what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to carry within the large rooftop, but you're not allowed to carry within the small rooftop. The Amart Lan Allah. Now, on this, here's what you taught us, and that is Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Loshanu Ela Sheyesh D'Yoron Al Zeh V'D'Yoron Al Zeh. So that's only going to be an issue when I have residence on one and residence on the other. De'Avilei Hadekata Mechitza Nedreses. Because now, as far as the Katan is concerned, so that's what's going to be considered a Mechitza Nedreses. Meaning, the interior Mechitzas now that keep ascending. So what you said, meaning this is Abaye talking to Rav Yosef, reminding him of what he taught him. So you said that as far as the people living in the smaller Gag, so for them, their wall between their rooftop and the rooftop of the large Gag is simply going to have to be rejected. And the reason why we reject it is because people are going to be walking over it all the time. But if there is no residences, one over the other, so shnei mutarim, so the two of them are going to be mutter. So, if you have people constantly walking over the halachic wall, so then that is going to be a rejection of that wall. But if you don't have people walking over that wall, so then the walls are in fact are going to be intact. And so, therefore, you're allowed to carry within each of the rooftops. This is all Abaye reminding Rav Yosef of what Rav Yosef taught. Okay. And so, the idea over here is that as long as you don't have a rejection of the principle of good asik, as long as you don't have the urine on the top, so then the way we're going to view it is that good asik, that the mechitzas are going to go up. And therefore, you're allowed to carry within each chatzer. And this is going to be consistent with the Shita of Shmuel. Amr lei, anahachi amr lechu. So now Rav Yosef says, wait 1 second, you triggered my memory. And he says, and now I remember a little bit. And here's what I taught you about this. Lo shano lo sheesh mechitza al zeh mechitza al zeh. No, you know that case of the Gag Katon, Gag Gadol, and Gag Katon? That case over there, there were actually walls that were around the Gagos. Now I remember. So, and that is Mishtari Begufufi, the Katon Nifrits Bemluah.
So now Rav Yosef says, oh boy, I now remember that the only discussion over there about the big and the large and the small gagos is when there's an actual wall surrounding them. And so now when there's an actual wall surrounding them, so now let's take stock. In the large gag, so what do I have? I'm surrounded by how many walls? The answer is 4 walls. In other words, 3 complete walls. And even on the fourth side, because they're larger than the small gag, so obviously the section now that cuts in from both corners, so that's going to be flanked by walls. Good. So now they are surrounded by 4 walls. However, the small gag are only surrounded by 3 walls. So now I understand that it's that case and only that case, says Rav Yosef, that you're allowed to carry in the large gag, but not because of the good asig, but because of actual walls. Masha Inkain, if there were no walls over there, so no one would be allowed to carry within any of the rooftops because he does not accept the principle of good asik. Meaning in Rav Yosef's now recollection of the way he said over the halacha, he's subscribing to the sheet of Rav. So Abai says to Rav Yosef, I don't remember it that way. You kept using the word diurin, meaning it's not a function of walls, but it's a function of people residing on the top of the gag. So e amr l'chu diurin. So Rav Yosef says, look, if I said the word diurin, hachi amr l'chu. This is the way I said it. Lo shana l'shiyesh mechitza ru'uya l'dira alze mechitza ru'uya l'dira alze. I only meant diurin as a function of mechitza, meaning it's habitable. People could live on the top. When are people living on the top of the rooftop? When it's enclosed by walls. So in other words, if you have a rooftop with no enclosure on it, who's gonna want to be on the rooftop? Meaning, yeah, you could walk on the rooftop. No one's gonna want to be on the rooftop. You're right. The fear, of course, you're gonna be falling off the rooftops. So no. So I only meant diurin as a function of a description of the walls. It is a mechitza ru'uy l'dir alzeh and mechitza ru'uy l'dir alzeh. Hagadol mishar b'gufuf v'kat the nifritz maloa. Aval yesh mechitza ru'uy l'dir ala gadol ve'in ru'uy l'dir ala katan afil katan shari livnei gadol. I just lost myself. So the gufuf v'kat the nifritz maloa. Aval yesh mechitza ru'uy l'dir ala gadol ve'in ru'uy l'dir ala katan. But if I have a mechitza, which is, if I have a bona fide mechitza on the large one, and I don't have a bona fide, but not over the small one, so then even the small one would be mutter of negadol. So my time came into lo avin mechitza, since no mechitza was made for the small one, saluki saluki nafshiya mahacha. So one other point that Rav Yosef makes in our large gag that is adjacent to a small gag, and that is if walls are made around the large gag, but no walls are made around the small gag, so now, not only are the people on the large gag allowed to carry within the large gag, but also the small gag as well. Now, why should that be? Because since the members of the small gag did not make a roof over their, did not make walls around their small gag, so that basically is a surrendering of their rishus to that of the large gag. This idea of surrendering residences is something that we discussed already in the previous perek. And the Gemara over here says, you know, Kahadam Rav Nachman. It fits in well with what Rav Nachman taught us. And that is Asa Sulam Kavu Alagago, Hutter Bechol Agagin Kulo. Let's say you have all these rooftops that are contiguous one to another. And one member gave himself access to the rooftop and nobody else gave themselves access to the rooftop. So what now happens is that as far as the rooftops are concerned, so basically now for the group that made the ladder to the top of the rooftops, so he gains the access, and because nobody else made accesses to the rooftops, so now he basically is going to, for Shabbos, assume rights to all the rooftops, being able to carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. Okay, and this is a good place to stop. Tomorrow we'll start with Amar Abaye. And so, let's recap our daf today. We finished off the 8th parak of Erevin, a conclusion, of the discussion of cesspool. The Brisa says cesspool is different in the summertime and the wintertime. In the summertime, there is a requirement to make a cesspool. In the wintertime, there's no requirement to make a cesspool if, in fact, you're going to be pouring your water out of your house into the chatzir. And why should that be? So the Gemara's discussion at the end of the 8th parak of Erevin, which we went over this morning. Additionally, the two balconies facing one another, One balcony made a cesspool, the other balcony did not make a cesspool. The Mishnah said that the balcony that did not make a cesspool cannot pour their water into the chatzer. And is that with an Erev, is that without an Erev? That was the Gemara's discussion also at the end of the 8th parak of Erevin. And this morning we had the schos of starting the 9th parak of Masechta Erevin. And here in the beginning of the 9th parak, so we're talking about now Rishus Hayachid that are that have not residential usages, but semi-usages. And what is the status of these Rishuyos that have semi-usages? So that was the discussion of the first Mishnah of the ninth parak of Erevin. A machlokus, a three-way machlokus between Reb Meir, the Chachamim, and Shitas Rebbe Shimon. Reb Meir is of the position that Gagos are all going to be considered one status. And you're allowed to carry from one Gag to another Gag. Shitas Chachamim is that no, that each Gag is going to be separated from the other Gag. They're all Rishus Achas Bifnei Atzman. And then finally, Shita Rebbe Shimon. Not only are Gagos going to be considered one status, but according to Rebbe Shimon, I can even carry from a Gag to a Chatzer, from a adjacent Chatzer to a Karfaf. And Rebbe Shimon says that they're all considered Rosh Hashachas Bifnei Atzman. Right, briefly, we saw the Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek. He says that we sound like Rebbe Shimon, the most makel position, which quite frankly makes our Gemara today a little bit challenging. Why? Because it's true that our Gemara spent a lot of time with shitas of the Mishnah that are not la'alacha. The first sugya of the parak deals with the shita of Reb Meir, in that according to Rebbe Meir, you are allowed to carry from one gog to another. An analysis and understanding, a better understanding of shitas Reb Meir. Why, according to Reb Meir, are you allowed to carry from one to another? But once there is a height differential of 10 tefachim between one gog and another, then you can't carry from one to the other. Why not? In other words, it's Rishus Achas. It's one status. Good. So we gave a pshat in Reb Meir, and parenthetically, the pshat we gave in Reb Meir is that there's a separate gzera of Amud Bereshus Harabim, which we were introduced to. That's the for that reason, Reb Meir does not allow you to carry from one gog to another when the height differential is 10 tefachim or greater because of this separate gzera of Amud Bereshus Hayachid, Amud Bechatzer. Good. And then the second half of today's daf is that we spent a lot of time within the Shita of the Chachamim. In fact, the entirety of the second half of today's daf is an analysis of the Shita of the Chachamim. Each rooftop is its own separate entity. It's its own separate domain. So does that mean that according to the Chachamim, I can at least carry within the rooftop itself? And that was the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And now, it's just a curiosity. Meaning, according to Tosfos, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and the Amoraim are spending so much time within the Shita of the Chachamim. It's not a backbreaking question. The Gemara does this all the time. The Gemara spends time addressing a position that's lo aliba de hilchasa. Okay, but the discussion, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, within the Chachamim are you allowed to carry within the rooftop itself? Shmuel says yes, and Rav says no. And the way the Gemara frames the machlokes is that it is a function of whether or not good asik is going to go ahead and make walls for the area on the rooftop itself. So we have those interior walls, and we have the side of the building, and halacha views those walls as if they keep extending upwards. The principle of good asik. Shmuel says good. So good, right? Okay, I didn't mean to be that cute, but good. So now that the walls are going up, so now you're allowed to carry within each rooftop according to the Chachamim, and that's Shita Shmuel. Rav says no. Rav says that we do not say good asik mechitzasa. And I struggled this morning in terms of explaining the Shita of Rav. How could he be rejecting the principle of good asik? It's halach l'moshe misinai, but okay. That's the way the Gemara says it. And then on the Amud Beis, the back and forth of which position seems to be more correct. Is it Shita's Rav or is it Shita's Shmuel? And then at the end of the daf today, we went over Rav Yosef, who had difficulty recalling what he himself taught regarding this particular halacha of the rooftop, and he was addressing a brisa that described a large rooftop adjacent to a small rooftop, and the ability of each of the members to be able to carry from the large to the small, within the large, within the small, and the back and forth between Rav Yosef and Abaye, what Rav Yosef taught, how Abaye understood it, Rav Yosef started recalling what he learned, and the back and forth between the two.